Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back. The Heartbreakers are not late, great. They're still around. We lost Tom last year, and we missed him, but we got his music. We're going to keep playing as long as we can. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Personal. Bottom Line Publications is the name of the company. Bottom Line Personal is their magazine and all the annuals. Sarah, I need the website, please.
BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. And
we have our blogs. We have our videos. We have great content. We even have a store to help people follow the advice of our experts.
There you go. And don't forget to be sure to find Sarah's blog. It's outstanding. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about right now. We're going to talk about something from her blog. The word free... I was trying to think of that line from the song of me and Bobby McGee. Freedom ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
And, well, it's true.
And free is something that we have, human beings, humanity, in the last 20 years, have had a new regime, a new perspective on free, haven't we, since the Internet, right?
Well, yes. Well, I think that free has ruined the information world,
right.
Frankly, in terms of the businesses of the information world.
From analog dollars to digital dimes, right, or nothing.
Well, the expectation now is that all that information is free.
Yeah.
And the thing is, free is still the number one most effective word in marketing because we are all gluttons, right? So, you know, free ice cream, free mm-hmm. Ben and Jerry's free ice cream day, I saw on the news today. So everybody's going to line up to get the free ice cream. Do they need it? No. But we love to get free stuff. Here's the problem. How loyal are you when you get something free?
Yeah.
Do you care? No, you're just getting the free stuff. Women line up at the cosmetics counters to get their free samples mm-hmm. of whatever cream it is. They're never going to buy again.
Right.
And as marketers, you have to be really conscious of the value of the customer that's coming in mm-hmm. because you're giving something away for free.
Just free because a lot of my pricing experts talk about being careful about discounts, which is not free, but they talk about, you know, if you're trying to get customers, maybe a discount isn't the best way because that establishes a new value for your product.
It absolutely does. Do you think anyone pays retail at Bed & Bath anymore?
No.
I have a stack of my 20% coupons.
Yeah.
Right? And Love Bed and Bath. But yes, we've set up this bar of expectation of discount or free. And again, as businesses, you need to think about the quality of the customer that you're getting in as a result of it and the long term. So, you know, in the publishing industry, direct marketing, they used to do sweepstakes, right? Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. And we did it too. We had sweepstakes for years, and we get probably 6, 7, 8 times as many customers in the door
mm-hmm.
as a result of the sweepstakes as we would with a regular straight try bottom line personal for $39. But the quality of that customer, the pay up on it was mm-hmm. far lower. Sure, mm-hmm. I'll come in and maybe I can win a new car or a boat,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to necessarily pay once you send me those samples.
Well, and there's another aspect to that. There's a performance aspect to it. I've had people who were friends of mine who were professionals, and I'd say, I need your help. And they'd say, okay, fine. And I say, okay, you know, I try to talk about payment, and they say, no, I'm not going to charge you anything. I said, no, I'm telling you, I'm paying you because I'm going to demand performance.
Yes.
Don't give this to me. I mean, I'm not saying they wouldn't answer a question or do this or that for me, but if it was a serious project, I would make them charge me because I said, look, I'm going to wake you up in the middle of the night telling you I need this done right now.
It goes both ways in terms of the value of free. I was focusing on, you know, businesses to understand that when they're offering things for free, that their customers may or may not really be appreciating them.
Right.
When you give a service for free, how appreciative are people of your service?
Mm-hmm.
They have to have some skin in the game in order for it to stick.
Right.
Right. So I told a story in my blog about a friend who came over and did feng shui on my house. And she did it on, you know, on the side, and we did colors, and it was all very lovely, and she helped me rearrange my kids' room. And she, in the end, she said, I need to charge you, because otherwise, you know what happens. Your friend comes over, they do a thing.
Right.
You go, okay, thanks, that was fun. And then you forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put skin in the game, be it if you're giving advice to a friend, I have a friend, I've done a lot of kind of editing for him. It goes nowhere.
Right, right.
So we have a little bit of a quid pro quo, but I kind of stopped expecting. And also, you know, when companies give things for free, so how good is the customer service when the customer calls up to complain or whatever, they've got some question, and they got something for free. Guess how great the customer service is to that person.
Something else in here, and this has to do with what's going on with Facebook right now. All those people who got the free app, where they allowed that app maker on Facebook to have access to all their contacts, they got a free app. But in order to get the free app, they had to give in to the policies of that app maker, which was that we're going to have access to you're giving us access to all your contacts and your pictures and your email and all that kind of stuff. And people gave it to them because it was free. Now look what the problem is created.
There is no free.
That's right.
If someone is giving you something for free, there is a price.
You're the product. If somebody's giving you something free, you're the product.
Well, magazines and newspapers, you're still the product.
Yeah.
Why are magazines so cheap?
Yeah.
Why, you know, newspapers
so
aren't
be,
so cheap
be
anymore.
Careful,
why were
folks.
Magazines so cheap?
I would.
Because they were selling your eyeballs to the advertisers.
If it's a program. And I can buy the pro version and not be the product I always do. If they don't have one of those, I oftentimes don't buy it. Hold on to that thought.
Yeah,
we're going to take a quick break.
In this data world, they're collecting every ounce of data they can.
Oh, yeah. It's off the charts. Bottom line.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.